N8LUG. AUPE, get right on top of your radio there. Put your face in front of it. You're pretty quiet. About 3 inches from your face. N8LUG.
Okay, try this.
Much better.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know what part of Blue Books I want to get with the T-Service, or if I want to wait until December 14th or 15th and try to see if there's some different thing that they talked about in the past. The T-Service, the 15 hours or whatever. Then T-Service, 15 hours, I don't know, like something.
Okay, put your face on the microphone. I may have to eat it. Not literally, of course, you know, solder and all that nasty stuff. But they don't come in flavors.
Okay, try this. If not, I'm going to have to use my other radio.
It's a pretty quiet microphone. Is that the GD77 or is that the UV5R?
RD5R.
Yeah, I know. RD5R. Okay. She almost took eastbound 69 instead of westbound. Oops.
Oops. Looks like KE8SLQ, but it depends on what she's doing. Don't be sending in the wrong direction. Oh boy, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. She's getting into the driving mode now, so, you know.
I don't know if she saw the shirt that I changed into after church, but it has the Christian group, the Afters on it. It has their band name and the parts all over it.
Yeah, she said she saw it yesterday. When you were thinking about,
when you were thinking about wearing it then, this is KE8SLQ. KE8SLQ, this is KE8UPE. I have no idea why my mic is so quiet. What might I do to try to raise that? Or should I? Should I try to bring it up a little bit?
So, make sure your face is pointed right at the lower right section of that speaker, of that radio. The lower right section, if you feel it, it has a little round indentation. It's about the size of your, probably the size of your pinky. No, just kidding. Your pinky isn't that tiny, but, you know. That is the microphone on that radio. And you're probably talking, you know, like over here. I'm trying to simulate it a little bit. But, you're like right here. And try also putting your hand around the outside of the radio so that you talk into your hand. That might direct your voice into the microphone. Just some tips.
Usually I don't have to get this close, but I guess I do when I'm on a repeater. Huh. It is very strange.
Well, part of it might be how you enunciate. Do you talk at the same volume all the time? Do you sometimes get quieter and then talk a little louder? It makes a difference on the radio. You know, when it comes to phones, they have audio gain control, like AGC, built in. Radios don't necessarily have that, VHF-wise. Sideband, you may have some of that in the power output, but but anyhow, you're sounding good for the most part. That last time was pretty decent. Keep checking your location, and normally you're pretty good on All Star, but I always turn the volume up internally within my system, so it puts out a pretty decent audio stream. I think they call it pre-emphasis or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll possibly learn more about that when I get my general. That would be cool. I don't know if they cover that. They cover a lot. You know that? Holy cow.
And let's see, what is my power level right now? Because we're mobile. Yeah, 5 watts. Pretty darn good on a repeater.
Yeah, I don't know what mine is. I need to check, obviously. Maybe there's some menu I can look in or something.
I know you can save that in the memory, but in the VFO where you're sitting right now, I think it's adjustable by holding one of the side buttons and your buttons that adjust the squelch control, but I wouldn't adjust it much below about 3 watts. It really depends on your location, with the handheld there. If you are in one spot and don't move the antenna, you could probably take it as low as 1 watt if you've got a good inbound transmission. Your elevation is fairly decent where you're at, so your driveway is uphill at a gradual enough angle that I think you're up probably 30 feet from the road, something like that. Height-wise, yeah. Anyway, NIDL-UG.
Oh, yeah, your inbound coming back to me sounds great, too. It's a little static because we're on a repeater, but you sound good. I can hear you. So you're good. Let me see if I can adjust this, and I'll let you know which button.
NATCS mobile. Can I GCS? Go ahead.
GCS? I hope I got that right. November 8th, Tango Charlie Sierra. Is that correct? This is KE8UPE.
KE8UPE from N8 Tango Charlie Sierra. Yeah, I've been listening. I think you're just naturally soft spoken. Sometimes you come in real good. I think that's when you project more of your voice. Over.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. I just lowered my power from 5 watts to 4, so that should be what's helping too. Awesome. We're united. You said you were mobile.
Well, right now I'm parked at Meyer's over on 13 Mile Road East, and my wife's in there shopping. I'm waiting for her to come out. Over.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Nice. And what's your name, sir? My name's Jessica. My name's Tim, Tango India Mike. Did you say Stephanie? Over.
No, Jessica.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got old ears here. So, anyhow, yeah. I take it you're a brand new ham. Over.
Not that new. Now I've actually been licensed for 3 years. As I speak, I'm slowly but surely studying for my general.
KG4 CYQ.
Yeah, KG4 CYQ. How's it going? This is Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo.
Yeah, this is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo. Good evening. Good afternoon, Tim and the young lady. I think when she gets close enough to the microphone, she does a lot better. It's a distance thing. It'd be like me talking like this right now and talking a ways from my microphone. Or if I get right up to the mic and actually talk, depending on if it's a car radio or a handheld HT there. So just got to get up to the mic and speak full voice like you're outside. KE4ZYQ, standing by and listening.
ZYQ. Oops, okay. I said CYQ. This is Charlie. Whoopsie. Sorry. Yeah. This is Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Papa Echo. Let's see. I will pass it back to my friends who are headed home from our place, actually. N8LGG and his wife, KE8SLQ. Go ahead, guys. Whichever one of you wants to take it.
Alrighty. I'll let my wife do the driving and I'll do the talking. And navigating the construction zones, oh my goodness. And then all the yahoos that don't know how to drive when construction zones come up. So far so good, as you've probably heard. Yeah, accidents, construction zones, people just, I don't know what it is. Thankfully we have gray weather though. Love it. Sunshine, one of the rare days. But nice to meet you guys, Tim and Joe. My name is Eric, and we were just over here visiting KEAUPE and her family, and now we're headed back toward Grand Rapids area there. Tim, take it away there. Okay, thank you. Well, have a safe trip home.
probably got about 2.5 hours, I think.
Anyhow,
I'm going to just sit and listen. I got messages and phone calls coming in and all that jazz. Nice to talk with everybody. Take care. Be blessed. Be, November 8th, TCS. Back to you there, UPE, Jessica. Over.
Go ahead, and
send it to the 4 station. So I've already tried. Sorry. This is 3-8. I do remember that the name is Joe. So go ahead, Joe.
He might be away from the radio.
You there, Joe? Yeah, I just happened to come back in the room. I actually signed earlier. I don't know if you heard me say 7-3. But good travels, safe travels home over to Grand Rapids or wherever you said. And the other station, hopefully you get used to that microphone, if it's a car radio or a home radio or whatever microphone you got there. Get close up to it. Just speak into it loud enough. And next time around or when you can, check the mic gain on it. It may be very low and it doesn't have to be maxed. But sometimes it just needs a little help. So, Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, John Clinton Township, Michigan, 7-3.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm using an RG5R, this little HT. So, yeah. All right, I will see if I can adjust my mic gain. N-A-L-U-G. Do you know how to do that? I don't normally mess with my mic game setting.
One second. I'm going to try to get all of Elizabeth's radio here. And, yep, and check out. I haven't done that either, but yep. Got my hands on it. Give me a few minutes. I'll be right back with you. N-A-W-U-G.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Your assistance is greatly appreciated.
K-A-U-P-E, N-A-W-U-G.
N-A-W-U-G. This is K-E-A-U-G. What'd you find?
So, go into your menu. Go into sound options. And move your focus over to FM mic gain.
Menu, sound options, FM mic gain. Okay, just a minute, let me see.
Alright.
N-A-L-U-G, this is K-E-A-U-P-E, audio test. I increased my mic gain from a 4 to a 6. Try that.
Sounds okay so far. Sounds good.
Okay, so I guess I'll just leave it at a 6 then. At least for now.
Yeah, it's totally adjustable on demand. I mean, that's the nice thing about these software-driven radios. You can play with it and adjust it depending on conditions.
You must be about to hit 69. You had some breaks begin that transmission.
That's odd. We're on 69. Where are we at? Outside of Owosso.
Oh, wow, you guys are cruising then. Nice.
Oh, excuse me. Elizabeth fed me the wrong info. Duran.
That's still a good distance from here. You're still making good time, so that's cool. Do you have any of your contact info? If not, I'll ask him if I can pass it along to you now that I know that you guys know each other. Him and I talk regularly. Usually if I have a question about the drill sets, I'll read and ask him, but he knows a lot about it.
Yeah, I would still keep yourself, keep your radio close to you, like within an inch of your face. This is a little different than, you know, the internet-connected chat, you know, all-star stuff, where people can adjust everything the way they want it. And yeah, repeaters are a little different than All-Star to a point. But you are on the radio, you can be quieter than you are in person. It's an interesting thing how people are on the radio and or in person.
Yeah, it definitely is. But let me know if you want me to connect you two, and I can absolutely do that. That'd be cool.
What do you mean, connect me to? What are you talking about?
Connect you to John in your 16. I can give him your contact information, of course, with your permission, and I can do the same for... I can give him yours and you his, with your guys' permission, of course.
Yeah, I suppose it would be okay to do that. In general, that would be fine. I don't have, you know, I don't know him all that well, but there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you're familiar with...
Yeah, you got to stand in one place, by the way. you're talking about the blind information technology specialist group. I presume that's what you're talking about.
No, I am not. I am talking about the Handy Man Radio Club that everyone affectionately calls the HRC. And they meet by Zoom the first Sunday of every month. I am usually there if I can. I almost never made the meeting, but now that I'm not going to be in our young adult group, I might be able to make their meetings now. Because the young adults always went to lunch on the first Sunday of every month. It was fine, so I'm going to be in my group. It's on Sunday. Which is good, because I like that. I like that. Andy Ham has an accessible study experience. Go to our film grade if you want to go to your extra, but nothing else you can.
Okay, that's good. NAWG. Yeah. Sounds like something that would be fun to do, although today it's not going to happen, but towing luggage back in the house at 4, or finalizing the whole re-enroll and insurance benefit stuff before Thanksgiving week rolls around tomorrow, deadlines and all.
Can you believe that? Thanksgiving Thursday already. Wow. That means I only work 2 days this week instead of 3. Is it actually kind of nice?
Yeah, just a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and that's pretty good, I tell you. You get a lot of book reading.
Oh, yeah, I know I'll be reading a lot of books. I still can't figure out what I want on my list here. I just added those 2 books by,
Helpful that I just told you about, and
here the second book in the
series. Yeah. Yep. Where are we at now? I'm trying to determine where we are right now. Repeater's getting a little bit more flutter on its receive signal here.
You can still be heard. My radio's running hot. I don't know if that's normal, but it is.
Yeah, be careful of that top button, whatever you press there. That's that. I don't know why they loaded that in the firmware for that radio, for that accessible firmware, but it's that European 1750 hertz tone thing. Terry. Exit
105.
So, yeah. Getting closer to the that's what I thought, about 40, 45 miles. Oh, 25, whoops.
Do either of you know why my radio is even?
Yeah, I'm going to lose this repeater pretty quick. So, I will switch to 51448 when I'm connected with the repeater, when I am in range. I'll catch you over on that All-Star note.
If you're headed toward Lansing, just go over to 14728.
Oh, okay. 1 second.
14728 with 100 hertz.
Any LUG, what button did you push to program things with my radio? I can punch that in right now.
What tone does that repeater, 100 hertz?
Yeah, 14728 is 100 hertz.
Thank you.
What's the call sign of the person who said that? This is KE8UZE.
I don't know who that is. Their audio is so low, I can't even hear him. So do you see him, huh?
Yeah, just K-A-U-P-E, N-A-L-U-G. You're not going to hear that repeater. You're just right where you are. Again, get close to that radio. I don't know how many. Anyway. Yeah, this is 14728. Actually sounding pretty good.
Yeah, you're driving them towards it, so it'll get you better. But there you go. Better you, Tina.
Good repeater. Audio is great. By the way.
And something we work hard to make sure all of our machines have good audio.
Well, that's part of the radio. You gotta make sure it's, everything is ship shape. That's one thing that I've set on some repeaters, and there are discrepancies between receivers, and you can hear it as they're voted.
And so we keep the receivers the same and try to get them all aligned the same. So as you're getting closer to the transmitter, I think you said you're going towards Grand Rapids. Portland is going to be the furthest west receiver we have on 28 here, so once you get past Portland there, you'll lose the transmitter before we lose you hearing it, or we hearing you.
Yep. I'll probably pick up the UHF machine back home about the time I switch over to I-96 West, 442-175. That's one of our big powerhouses over there. Kilo 8, Sierra November.
Yes, Sam's are here.
I knew that would echo from my, come from my speaker. Everybody knows Sam.
It's also the frequency of our Detroit UHF, so our big powerhouse tree we have there.
There's a lot of static in these transmissions. And also my radio is running hot, so if anyone knows why that is, it's kind of... not that loud. It's just yeah.
It's a small radio, and you're putting near its max output, and you don't have an external antenna, that's why. So, that'll do it. NALUG. And you're moving again, and you're on a portable, so when that happens, you're going to drop in and out. And the receiver on the repeater is going to hear you at various signal strength. So, there you go. 69 is full of bumps.
Yeah, it's the main hub. That's what everybody's using. That's kind of to be expected, I think. I wonder if Audible would have any books on PowerShell for beginners.
You're better off going to either Bookshare or digging online, actually. Maybe even Kindle. And you can read that on your computer with the Kindle app. That would actually work better for you, because trying to do an audio book and understand the code, you know, the commands is probably not a good way to do it.
They might have fixed it in 26 or with an update to the Kindle app, but last time we met, prior to this, you had said that it was impossible to read Kindle books with JAWS. Is that still true? I guess I could always test it. I love testing that stuff. Then that would give me something else to report to me.
KAUPNALUG. From what I understand, it works better on Windows 10 than it does on 11, but they say it's fixed or it will be soon. So my answer to you would be a mixed. It might be possible for you, because I know you have that Windows 10 device, but you can always read them on your phone if it doesn't work for you. It's a work in progress. It's coming, with probably in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to fix that double reading AI thing, too. When you ask an AI like Google Gemini or ChatGPT a question, it reads part of the answer twice, and it's really weird.
Yeah, I'll have to test that when I get back, see what it does. But I stop it from reading what it brings back for results, and I just navigate through the interface, pick what I want, and keep the notes. And I put together a whole document using those tools, and it was relatively accurate. I've since corrected some of it locally in the documents, but you can get a starter with those AI tools, quote, in quotes, AI. I don't think they're, quote, intelligent per se, but they use documents and models to, but they got me started on some of those projects, you know, what tables do I need for this or that project, or, you know, I'm looking for a table for a particular project, help me find sources, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I said, I built a gem and helped me study for my general. So once I give it the question tool, then we'll be good to go.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a possible thing you can do or not. I suggested it to you because I know you can feed it documents and have it generate. You can ask it questions based on the project you give it, and supporting documents and all kinds of good stuff. I've seen that work. We use that at work. So.
That is fun for sure. In fact, I need to visit the Run AI page because I've missed the AI webinar. I'm glad they're all documented there.
Yeah, I've got a weird, weird antenna on the roof. I'm listening to it resonantly whistle at me on the roof of the vehicle. It's making this. It just kind of sits up there and whistles in the wind.
That's funny. That's awesome.
I'm going to take a snack break here. I'll be listening. NAWG.
All right, cool. What you going to snack on?
Some cashews, you know.
The only thing stopping me from reading Kindle books on my phone is the fact that as a voiceover user, you can't easily select text. You used to be able to, and then they broke it. For the longest time, you had to do a double tap and hold, and then swipe while you were holding your finger down. And then they implemented the rotor. They made it so that it looked to be just in rotor settings. Like a few updates later, and then right after that, like a month later, in the next update, they broke it again, and they've never fixed it since. So, I'm not really sure how that's supposed to work.
Yeah, NAWG. I hear you. Have you played any with the, Amazon tablet devices? What do they call them? The Kindle readers or the paper, whatever it's called?
Like a Kindle Fire? Yeah, I don't have one of those. The only thing I have that's even remotely close is my iPad, which has a much bigger screen anyway. I don't know if you actually got to see my iPad this weekend. It has a 13-inch screen. My Mac is a 13-inch. I had an 11-inch iPad Pro, but that only had an M1 chip. But I upgraded to the M4, and now I have an M4 iPad Pro, and I love it.
Taking exit 81 to I-96 West. Quite a repeater, I have to say.
Yeah, that's cool. You'll have to program that into your radio. I'll have to figure out if I can program what you put into my CFO.
My radio, so I can make it a permanent memory. But I don't have to worry about switching the channels or VFO or whatever.
K-E-A-T-U-P-E.
Yep. I'm sure you will be able to figure that out, or at least put that in your software and load it in the next, load it into the radio the next time you refresh the code plug.
Yeah, I got a
Windows
10 software that goes with it. I can't find the cables that I bought on eBay. I think I put them in my desk too. I wonder what's doing that up those here in the
Something about an update, and you're moving again.
Wow, the fans on my PC are going at almost full speed. Just a minute. Let me see if you can hear this. Hang on. Did you hear that? That's crazy. I don't know why my computer is going to help me so soon. It looks like it's calm down.
No, it's not possible for me to hear that. It's probably updating something. Like you were saying, I don't know, something about updates. And then you dropped out a bit during that transmission about, I don't know. Was it a minute and a half ago or so? But, yeah, you should hear my work machine when it gets going. Not as bad as it used to be. Now that it's on its raised platform, it's not on the desk anymore. It's technically it's a monitor stand, but the laptop is so light, it sits on the thing just fine.
Yeah, I wonder if I need to have my friend look at this machine that I'm going to have to see if it uses new regular batteries. Like I said, when I got it, it never lasted more than 1.5 hours, which is why I never use it on the
NAWG. It, you know, could be, the usage, could be the brightness of the monitor, could be a couple of things going on there. How bright do you have the monitor up? When it comes to battery usage and laptops, it's all about power usage.
My brightness is at 75.
Well, it isn't, you know, I don't know, that's not too bad, right? If you were in an outdoor setting, you could probably drop that down a bit. But, yeah, well-lit rooms, I'm not, who am I to tell you what you need? It varies so much. You can actually grab the mouse pad there and move the cursor, the pointer, and click on things with it that big. Now that's a huge pointer. Catch most of that because you were in a bad spot and you're like now, so if you want, I can switch over there and we can take this over to 51448 if you'd like.
Sure, let me jump over there.
NAWUG. And to everybody on the WHCMN, good sounding repeater. WIAX, Wayne County.
Emergency Network. If you receive the net on GHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OxCom in Michigan, including Aries, NPS, and Skywatch. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include our 30-year section officials, SCS officials, assistants, and representatives from your group. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, November 8 Hotel Echo Echo, in and out, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie, Whiskey Alpha 8 Mike Charlie Delta, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November, Whiskey India 8 X-ray, November 8, November Oscar Romeo, and Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Other stations, please call.
KV8RAC, this is Whiskey Alpha 8, Alpha Bravo, Victor, Ohio.
The station just calling, ending in Victor, your call again, over?
Yeah, that's Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta, Bravo, Victor, we're in Ohio.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor, Roger, I got you on the list. Thanks for checking in and joining us today. Other stations, please call.
Yes, sir. Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, Kent County, you're good readable.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, Roger, you are also good readable. Next station, please call. Alright, we got quite the roster already. We have 15 folks checked in, so we'll go ahead and get started. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, go ahead with your comments.
Alright, good afternoon everyone. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. As Brett said, I'm operating WSADOC today. We just came off of the FEMA Region 5 on that. We had 84 check-ins, pretty good conditions on 60 and 40 this afternoon. So it turned out to be a pretty good night overall. Brett, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Do appreciate that. I don't have very much on the calendar this week. In fact, I have very little on the calendar this week. I have, especially OxCom-wise, there's nothing. And so I do have to pick up a turkey tomorrow, but that's a different story. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving and the week ahead here, and stay safe and stay healthy. A reminder that we do not have a net next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We will meet again in 2 weeks, so enjoy the time off next weekend. And with that, this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Back to net.
All right. Very good, Matt. Thanks for your comments. Great job on the FEMA Region 5 net from the EOC, and good to hear you. I myself don't have much to add. I did get to do a podcast with our locally where I'm at, and it was regarding, most of it was regarding emergency communications and volunteering and being part of what the outdoor warning sirens are all about. So that was pretty fun, about 20 minutes. So that was the extent of my fun last week, but so we'll go ahead and get started here at the top of the list. November 8th, Oscar Oscar, Bravo Uniform, what are your comments?
Ben 8OBU, you're up. All right, sorry. We got covered by the interference out there. Nothing new here, just riding along. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll be home alone, so I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll go get a keg of beer or something. All right, you guys take care. I'll be monitoring if I'm needed. Then it'll be you.
All right, so very good. Thank you for getting things set up for us today. Appreciate it as always. Next station is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo Delta. Jim.
Hi, KDNRC in the net. This is KJBD, named again, ECRS, Washtenaw County. Thanks for picking up the net, Brett. Appreciate that. And also wish everyone out there a happy Thanksgiving. And it looks like the weather may be reasonably good, which is always nice for travel. And safe travels to everybody out there. On the local front, in terms of what's going on here, the local Aero Club is in the process of acquiring one of the Region 2 South trailers, and we'll turn that into a communication trailer for general use for the county, which is good news. And I've informed me they do that. Let me know if it's good. I can generally make it fit. Big enough hammer, big enough saw, away we go. Anyway, that's about it for us. And so, like I said, we're all kind of moving into that long winter's nap. So, once again, thanks for taking that. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you for your comments and checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you. Next, then we'll do a standby. Next is Kilo Bravo 8. Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Jeff, you're up. KB8FWR, Jeff.
He's obviously in a bad place.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Is there any station wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call. Okay, hearing none. Back to the list. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, you're up.
Thank you, Brett. This is Tim. N-A-W-R-O, one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, we have good news. We've got word that we've received our 501c3 nonprofit status. So we're all, of course, very happy to hear about that. Last Thursday also was our training session at the MISD building on Garfield Road. We had a mock Skywarn session with a total of 21 members and guests present. We not only did the normal Skywarn drill, but we did training for the MICON key station duties as well. It was a full house in that classroom, and we quite enjoyed that training. The FCC is back up, so the postcard recruitment project is back in full motion again. Hopefully we can get some more members. I'm on the VHF repeater in Mount Clemens, so I'd like to thank Mike and Jeff and all at Central Michigan for providing that link. As always, happy Thanksgiving to all. This is NAWRO Macomb County. Back to KD8RHB. Thanks, Brett.
All right. Very good, Tim. That's great news on your 501c3 status. That's always great. That should open up some doors for you guys. So good deal. Thanks again for checking in. All right. Next station is Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Charlie Delta. Gary, you're up.
KDRHB.
W-A-W-A-W-A.
really don't have anything further than that today, Brett. I'm not aware of much has happened, certainly in the last week. So I'm going to check in here and wish everybody a great holiday, and hope to talk to you soon. Back to you, Brett, KDARC, WAU.
All right, very good, Gary. Good to hear you this afternoon. Thanks for checking in. I always appreciate you joining us here. Next station is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November.
Thank you. It's been a fantastic day. I always love it when I see sun out here and Central Michigan here, and anything but anything but bad weather, I tell you. It's been a blessing here for sure. So other than that, I don't have anything really for you. I have been doing emergency radio service for a little while here, a little bit over 2 years. So this is a great program in which we can enjoy and just see how everybody's doing. So I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy all the food and turkey. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KDHKDN back to KDHRHC.
All right, very good. I'm glad you are glad you're in our emergency communications. 2 years, that's good. Just keep growing with it, and appreciate you doing what you do. It takes a team, so thanks again. Have a good evening. Next station, Whiskey, India 8 X-ray, Chris.
Again, without traffic, just wanted to give you another check-in. I'm in Wayne County. Have a good evening. Happy holiday.
All right, very good. Thanks for checking in. Sorry I butchered your call earlier, but thanks again for checking in. Always welcome here. Next on the list, November 8th, November Oscar Romeo.
Good evening, Brett, everyone on the net. This is NAAR. Name here is Ken in Kalamazoo County, specifically in Portage, Michigan. It's great to hear WD8AXB as well checking in tonight. We don't have much other than the Lions actually won today. I'm looking forward to Thursday watching with my wife and family. Hopefully the Lions will win again. Audio for everybody here tonight sounds fantastic. The conditions on 40 meters are beautiful tonight. With that, I'll hand it back to you. This is NAAR.
NAAR, Ken, thanks for joining us again. Looking forward to Thursday for sure. And, they squeaked that one out today. But thanks for joining us, Ken. You're sounding good here at my location. Thanks for your comments. All right, next station is Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie.
Hello, Brett and everyone. This is WD8AXB. Just a little south of Ken in Vicksburg, Michigan, in Kalamazoo County and District 5. And hello to Gary, even a little further north of me. So good to see Kalamazoo County represented here on the net today. Was hoping that KB9IAR would check in, but not yet. last night we had a schedule on 75 meters that took hams from Burr Oak and Portage and Vicksburg and Lawton and a portable station up near Manistee. And that station was running 20 watts and an NFED antenna. And the propagation was not totally steady last night. So 20 watts was maybe just enough to make the contact, but it wasn't enough for a steady contact, unfortunately. So keep the deer hunter up north informed and aware that he can hang out with all his friends. Just because he leaves town, all he needs to do is take HF radio along with him. So we did that as an informal test, and for the most part it worked. The station in Portage and the station in Burr Oak were very loud to me. So that's about it. Yeah, I haven't heard anything else county news-wise here for Kalamazoo County. Was hoping to get some favorable news about emergency management and a new home for the EOC, but that didn't come out this week. Back to you, Rhett, and we're trying to get another station from Portage on the air today, so when you take another standby, keep your ears open for KEA Romeo Foxtrot. Mm-hmm. And hello over to Jay, who I think might be up next. Back to you, Brett, from WDNXB. Over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in and your comments. Yeah, hopefully they'll get something situated for you guys for Kalamazoo County for sure. All right, we'll move along here. And Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo Lima, Jay, you're up.
packet, even radio teletype. We're open to any or all. Anyway, did want to let the folks know 146.74 is now linked into the IRA and available for use.
Enjoy. WBA.
TKL, back to that.
All right. WBA TKL, Jay, thank you so much for that. That is good for the IRA to help out with that area of the state. So very good to hear that. Be good for traveling too on that side. So thanks again for your comments and joining us this afternoon. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Alpha 8 Delta Bravo Victor.
Yeah, KDA. Whiskey Alpha 8 Delta Bravo Victor. Name is Wes. Lima. Echo, Sierra, and we just heard you in there, but never been on your net before, so we're kind of new here. We're just sitting here listening to the comments, and you all sounded pretty good so far. So I wanted to say howdy to everybody, and wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for letting me come in there. Appreciate that. So that's about all we have here. Kind of enjoying the weather, so it ain't got too cold yet. So other than that, we don't have any more comments. So A-D-8-R-H-B, this is Whiskey Alba 8, Alba Bravo Richard back to you.
All right, very good, Les. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Good to have you aboard. Welcome here anytime. We're here every Sunday for the most part, exception for like the holiday weekends and stuff, but we're here typically at 5 p.m. local time. So either here or 39 or 32, right around there, but you're welcome anytime. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha. Joe, you're up.
Quite a lot to comment on here. It's nice to hear of all of the training and stuff that's going on, and folks getting their higher tactics on stuff, all stuff. And so it's nice to hear that. A lot of stuff going on. Stations are good readable, primarily on veterans. I think there was only one station that was weak, but the band's in pretty good shape. And Fred, I know you're right where you want to be on a Sunday about this time, so good for you. And let's see, I think, well, there's constant improvements going on to the Red Cross Building's radio room here in Kent County, at the brand new Broadmoor location. That connected to put laptops in that run on DC power. It's core company, so if we lose AC, we don't have to worry about exhausting batteries except for our backup batteries, which we're going to be putting a fourth one in. So we'll have four backup batteries in line and the ability to keep the computers up with direct DC. So that's the next step. I'd like to thank Jay, WBACKO, for info on that. So I know how to do it efficiently. The man said so, and that's what I'm going to do. Other than that, Brett, that's about all I've got. Signals, like I said, are pretty doggone good, and nice to hear everybody around the state and all the nice things happening. Back to you, Brett, and we'll catch you around later. WD USA, over.
All right. Thank you very much, Whiskey Delta Uniform Sierra Alpha Joe. Thanks so much for checking in this afternoon, and thanks for your comment. Good to hear you as well. All right. We'll go ahead and take a quick standby. If there's anyone that wishes to join the net, please call KD8RHB at this time. Bravo, taking a lap check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Board. Now, please call. Okay, hearing none. Does anyone have any last-minute comments or anything further for the net? Over.
Over.
Go ahead, Joe.
I forgot to mention, the NCF traffic system has two Michigan nets primarily on voice nets. One that occurs at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Generally around 7:33.
This is KERL. I've been trying to check in. I just switched antennas.
Check in for that net. That's running through some hard times. And if we don't increase our check in ratio, I fear that that net may not survive. So, and then of course, the other thing is the Michigan traffic net that meets on 39:53, not 7 p.m. Eastern. So we really need more traffic handlers, more people to check in to keep these jumps going, at least on the HF side. That's all I just wanted to throw that in there, but it's nice to hear you as well.
Roger, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the comments for the National Traffic System and trying to get folks to support that and get in there and help out. Those are very important, so thanks again. All right, I heard there was a station calling. One more time, over.
KERL, I've been trying to check in. I just switched antennas. I was running ISWR on the old antenna. Do you read?
This is, you are loud and clear here in Calhoun County, so it's doing the trick for you right now. Over.
Well, I'm checking in from Kalamazoo County. I'm glad I resolved my issue. I don't really have anything to report. Thanks for taking the net. This is KERL. I'm clear.
All right, very good. You're welcome, and I'm glad you figured out your antenna situation. So, best I've heard you sound yet. I've been listening to you for the last several weeks, so good signal today. All right, one last call. Anybody else? Call KD or HP. Okay, hearing none, I want to thank everybody for checking in this afternoon. Everyone, be safe. Paul, hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and you'll be hearing here in a couple weeks. So this is KDRHB, closed down the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net is closed. Closed down, out.
UHF Hub, disconnected.
NHWCB, hello there, this is NHWCB. Made it through another weekend. Suppose that you were back up today, so hopefully it was kind of a backup day for you. How things go?
Oh, it went well. We were busy today, but it didn't matter because I wasn't on radio, so.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's good. That's good. Probably made the day go a little faster. Like to say, it was someone else's problem today, so you're heading north and enjoying the day off, and just Tuesday this week.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to it. Just gotta get through Tuesday, and I'm sitting. I think I'm sitting back up that day too. So should be a good day.
Well, hopefully it will be uneventful as Thanksgiving is approaching, and it could be again one of these backup days, and just. Let somebody else do the dispatching. Let them do all the work.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, how was your guys' day?
We did pretty good today. Enjoyed a couple church services, good messages today. Of course, heard your brother-in-law at North up in Reed City, and they sound like they had a good service up there. But other than that, it's just been one of those Sundays here, just a typical Sunday. Doing pretty good, though.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Sounds like a good day.
Yes, indeed. At least my backache is gone. That's what I'm happy about. The Tuesday, it's there, but at least it's not a Tuesday. So I'm happy in that way too.
Yeah, for sure. I found the stuff at Walmart. It's for toothaches, and it works really, really good. I think it almost as good as clothes, if not better.
You can get something that'll take away tooth pain, a toothache. That's great. Yeah, I've got something through CVS or through my Medicare plan, and it works. Like I say, I think it works better than clothes. So definitely, if you can find something like that, definitely run with it.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. I get something and usually keep it in the drawer just in case. You never know.
I agree. Better yet, not have a toothache. I've been to a place in life that I've carried a little bottle of clothes there with me, kind of tucked it in there when nobody's looking, and get a toothache. But like I say, the better thing is not to have one, and that's even better.
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah, good stuff. You guys got plans for tomorrow, or are you guys taking it easy?
It's doing the leaves again in the front. Apparently the front tree decided to drop the rest of its leaves after I thinned the front yard, so I guess we'll do that one more time. The inside yard is done. We'll just do things as it goes. It's supposed to rain Tuesday, and we keep hearing about, off and on, about potential snow, and is it or isn't it, and so we'll just kind of wait and see. The last leak pick up here is the 12th, so we'll try to muddle through for the next couple, 3 weeks. But yeah, that's basically it for tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, we got some running to do tomorrow, and a couple of errands here and there. Been watching the weather, and I know that they're looking at snow next week, so I guess we'll see how it goes.
Yes, indeed. See how it comes together. Things are becoming a little bit more agreeable. From what I've seen, our model is more, we're on the warm side, but the Euro model shows a little bit of snow, so I'm eager to see how it'll all come together. But I guess watch in advance, and I'm sure as the days come, we'll find out. NAWC.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. We'll just keep an eye on things. I mean, hey, if it's gonna snow, it'll snow. And from what I gather, even if it does snow, I think we're only looking at like 3 to 4 inches of that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. So, and who knows, too, whether it'll warm back up or not. Although I've heard a pattern shift, but it's Michigan and it's approaching winter. It's late fall, so I guess anything will happen. Hey, mind you. Yeah, it's that time of year. Of course, the fur buds, rolling through them, and that's okay. You know, we're in that time of year, and see how it all plays out. We got someone dropped off a bag of salt, so we got a bag of salt to help us out. And, the four-wheel drive and the truck works, so we're ready, I think. Yeah, I get you there. Still got a little bit of salt from last year, so that kind of helped out. The shovels are ready, and see what happens. I just wanna get the rest of the leaves done. I hate doing the snow. You're shoveling, and you're enough with the snow, and then you shovel a whole bunch of leaves. It just kind of adds to the weight. The frustration, the work of it, I guess. Yeah, them leaves get in the way. Sure. I don't have any trees in the yard. That doesn't matter too much. We'll get a community cross trees, and we just cross the city dirt trees. So their leaves are blowing our yards, but usually they're gone to the place. That's okay, out of mind. Yeah, I guess you're there. That's been some of the problem, too, is the westerly winds blow the leaves across the street from the church over here. I think the biggest thing successes I've had the last couple of years here is to take separate times, clean the driveway or where they all pile up there or pile up along the fence, and that really is... helped out a lot, but as you say, it's the season. It could just go the other way. So, like you say, it's just part of the nature of the beast, I guess.
Yeah, good old home ownership there keeps you busy.
Yep, it does. It does. Definitely. Good to own a home, but the responsibility and the upkeep and those types of things, that's the flip side with it, absolutely. Especially you got a yard and a corner here full of trees, makes a lot of work.
Yeah, for sure. It's all right. Just own a house, good place to stay, just get a place to put your head at night. You don't have to worry about rain or freezing cold. Good place to mount your hand radio.
Yeah, I guess definitely. Lots to be thankful for there. And, who knows, someday maybe that antenna will get up there on the east side of the house there and have something ready. So, you never know. We'll have to see. But, yeah, it's nice to own a home. Hard to believe next year will be 18 years we've been here. And it's had its moments, but most of it's been pretty good.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, that's for sure. It's not long ago these guys moved in, but it's been a while.
Yeah, it does. It seems like we just moved in. I mean, I still got pictures of you and Lee working on the floors and before we moved in and painting and things like that. And, It's like, man alive, it's been that kind of this room here that I'm in that hasn't been painted since you guys did it back in L.A. It's getting back around to some redecorating ultimately, but we'll have to see what happens. Yeah, fresh coat of paint wouldn't hurt. I know Leo's looking at repainting the kitchen when everything's all said and done. So I know I've got four projects to come up, but yeah, that's okay. It sounds fresh. It keeps it inviting. Hey, WCB. Yeah, definitely. You know, as I say, a fresh coat of paint. You know, a change up here and there, like what you guys have done, different table and moving the island and the fridge and those types of things to make it functional and flooring and, you know, just little touches there. It makes a difference to a home. Gee, it does. It makes it nice. If you're living in, the house and, work hard for things, they might as well make it the way you want it and enjoy it. NAWCB, yeah, I agree with you on that one. Make it your own, and again, you don't have to do it all at one time. A room or a specific area or whatever, but again, it's those little things, and take pride in ownership and kind of changes things up a little bit in a good way. Yeah, for sure. It's nice to have. It's nice to, make it your own. Leo does a good job in making the house comfortable and inviting, and I think wives do that. They guys in content in the house, and putting my head on the pillow and sitting down in a chair for supper. But wives make it nice, and they can make it homely and inviting and make it warm. I absolutely agree with you there. Yeah, this is a good job here, making it inviting and good atmosphere here, and she has ideas, and I would have never thought of it, or it just doesn't come to mind. And it works out pretty good. And so, I totally agree on that one. Yeah. Well, Dad, I am home. I actually got home a little earlier. There's no traffic out. I was kind of surprised. But appreciate you coming along and chatting with you tonight. Looking forward to chatting here again. Hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening. Try to stay warm tonight. A little chilly out. Not you guys, but if you guys need anything, feel free to reach out.
Sounds like a plan, and same goes here. If you guys need anything, let us know. But here it's supposed to get on to about 29, at least the last I heard. I think it was up to 52 earlier. Yeah, it's supposed to cool down a little bit. But enjoy your day off tomorrow, and be safe running around out there if you go out. But we'll let you head on in and have some dinner, and enjoy your evening, enjoy your family there. But thanks for the ride along, and tell everyone we said hello. 73 is an 88 to the family. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. 73 is in 88 to Y and U.